This podcast is produced by Student Media. Student Media is a student organization at the University of Evansville. Student Media produces the Crescent Magazine, published online and in print 3 times a semester. Student Media produces several podcasts and utilizes design, photography, video, and sound towards experiential and academic learning in journalistic endeavors and engaging storytelling. Student Media elevates the voice of the student body and connects the campus and community to important information and points of view. To learn more, visit crescent.evansville.edu. What Apple
Trump
pulls
intimidates
WhatsApp
jury.
Threads and Russia ramps up weapons
China.
Production.
What?
Using mass power keeps growing, and
Ukraine.
India looks sure to give him
Trump
more.
Commits
what?
Campaign
Why did
fraud?
Iran attack Israel?
What
to know about
the
limited
strike
US
on
Iran
response.
Appears
Chaos
designed to Israel strikes
Iran.
Israeli officials say what? U.S. says
what?
It was not involved. What?
What's
going on in the world?
Welcome
back to the last episode of season 2 of What's Going On in the World. Today's Friday, April 19th. I'm Sarah Siles, and I'm here with
Tommy J. Houseman.
This past Saturday, Iran launched a missile and drone attack directly in Israel. This morning, Israel launched a small-scale attack into Iran in retaliation. Analysts have explained that the two countries are carrying out these attacks to demonstrate that they will launch attacks directly at each other. However, both countries held back when attacking. Iran's attack this morning caused very little damage in Israel. However, these attacks are fueling the mounting tension between the two countries.
Okay, Sarah, if you don't mind, I'm going to talk a little bit about what's going on here at home. It seems that Trump is intimidating jury. In Trump's election interference trial in Manhattan, Judge Juan Merchan this morning dismissed one of the selected jurors after she expressed concern for her anonymity and thus for her safety. All of the reporters in the courtroom have shared so much information about the jurors that they seemed at risk of being identified. But Fox News Channel host Jesse Waters not only ran a video segment about a juror he suggested she was concerning, Trump shared the video on social media. The juror told the judge that so much information about her had become public that her friends and family had begun to ask her if she was one of the jurors. Legal analyst Joyce White Vance noted, jurors' fear for their safety was a concern normally seen only in a case involving violent, organized crime. Nonetheless, by the end of the day, 12 people had been chosen to serve as jurors. Tomorrow, the process will continue in order to find 6 alternate jurors. It is a courtesy for the two sides at trial to share with each other the names of their next witnesses so the other team can prepare for them. Today, prosecution declined to provide the names of their first 3 witnesses to the defense lawyers out of concern that Trump would broadcast them on social media. Mr. Trump has been tweeting about the witnesses. We're not telling them who the witnesses are, prosecutor Joshua Steinglass said. Merchan said he can't blame them. Trump's defense attorney, Todd Blanche, offered to commit to the court and the prosecution that President Trump will not post about any witnesses on social media. Merchan said, I don't think you can make that representation in a recognition that Trump cannot be trusted, even by his own lawyers. So Sarah, in all our talk about banning TikTok over here, so is China on the bandwagon too? And they banning some apps?
Yeah, they are banning stuff. So recently there has been a push among U.S. lawmakers to remove popular apps from China in the U.S. markets. And President Biden has said that he would sign this. So now this week, the Chinese government forced Apple to remove WhatsApp, Threads, Signal, and Telegram from the App Store in China. It is suspected that China did this in retaliation for the threat of banning the Chinese apps in the U.S., especially TikTok. It also gave China a reason to ban these apps because the Chinese government has been suspicious of activity on these apps. People are able to say things on these apps without being monitored by the Chinese government. This regulation has tightened security to combat Chinese citizen resistance to the Chinese Communist Party, which is the ruling party in China right now.
Okay, Sarah, if you don't mind, I'm going to talk about Trump just a little bit more. Trump commits campaign fraud. Zach Anderson and Aaron Mansfield of USA Today reported that Trump is funneling money from his campaign fundraising directly into his business. According to a new report filed with the Federal Election Commission in February and March, The campaign wrote checks totaling $411,287 to Mar-a-Lago, and in March, a check for $62,337 to Trump National Doral, Miami. Experts say it is illegal for candidates to pay their own businesses for services used by the campaign. Experts say it is legal for candidates to pay their own businesses for services used by the campaign so long as they pay fair market value. At the same time, they note that since Trump appears to be desperate for money, it looks bad. So, Sarah, I'm getting ready to talk about some stuff about what's going on in the House. But in the meantime, can you tell me what Russia is planning?
So Russia has regained its footing from the first part of the war against Ukraine, aiming to put about one-third of the country's budget towards the war. They have begun to produce more weapons and have been repairing weapons from the Soviet time period. They have also been getting more weapons with the help of China, North Korea, and Iran. Russia has allowed Iran to establish a drone-producing company inside Russia to help Russia fight against Ukraine.
Before I get really long-winded about what's going on in the House of Representatives, could you brief us on what's going on in India?
Sure. So India has begun their general elections, and Modi, the current prime minister, is expected to win again. If he does, he will be serving his third term. People are concerned as he gains more power. The opposition against him has decreased, and people say that he has a personality cult. However, many Indians like Modi, and they say that he is accomplishing many things in India. The New York Times says he has done, quote, favorable deals for the business elite in a growing economy, robust welfare programs for India's impoverished majority, and a strong dose of Hindu nationalism for those in between, end quote. So it sounds like you have a lot to say about what's going on in the House of Representatives.
Oh, yes, I do. The House Rules Committee spent the day debating the foreign aid package, which appropriates aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan separately. The Israel bill also contains $9.1 billion in humanitarian aid for Gaza and other countries. A fourth bill focuses on forcing the Chinese owners of TikTok to sell the company, as well as an imposing sanctions on Russia and Iran. At stake in the House Rules Committee was Johnson's plan to allow the House to debate and vote on each measure separately, and then recombine them into a single measures if they all pass. This would allow extremist Republicans to vote against aid to Ukraine while still trying to the pieces all together to send to the Senate. As Robert Jemison outlined in the New York Times, this complicated plan meant that the Rules Committee vote to allow such a maneuver was crucial to the bill's passage. The extremist House Republicans were adamantly opposed to the plan because of their staunch opposition to aid for Ukraine. They wrote in a memo on Wednesday, quote, this tactic allows Johnson to pass priorities favored by President Biden, the swamp, and the Ukraine war machine with supermajority of House members, leaving conservatives out to dry, end quote. Extremist Marjorie Taylor Greene, representative of Georgia, and Thomas Massie, representative of Kentucky, vowed to throw House Speaker Mike Johnson out of the speakership. But Democrats Tom Suozzi of New York and Jared Moskowitz of Florida have said they would vote to keep him in his seat, thereby defanging the attack on his leadership. So the extremists instead tried to load the measures up with amendments prohibiting funds from being used for abortion, removing humanitarian aid for Gaza, opposing a two-state solution to Hamas-Israel war, calling for a wall at the southern border of the U.S., defunding the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, and so on. Green was especially active in opposition to aid to Ukraine. She tried to amend the bill to direct the president to withdraw the U.S. from NATO and demanded that any members of Congress voting for aid to Ukraine be conscripted to the Ukraine army, as well as have their salaries taken to offset funding. She wanted to stop funding until Ukraine President Vladimir Zelensky to resign. More curiously, she suggested amending the Ukraine bill so that funding would require restrictions on ethnic minorities, including Hungarians in Transcarpathia, right to use their native languages in schools are lifted. This language echoes a very specific piece of Russia propaganda. Finally, Moskowitz proposed that Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene should be appointed as Vladimir Putin's special envoy to the United States Congress. Many Congress members have left Washington, D.C. since Friday was to be the first day of a planned recess. This meant the partisan majority on the floor fluctuated. Olivia Beavers of Politico reported that the instability made Freedom Caucus members nervous enough to put together a floor action response team. Floor action response team. FART. That's right, FART. To make sure other Republicans didn't limit the power of extremists when they were off the floor. The name of the response team seems likely to be their way to signal their disrespect for the entire Congress. Their fellow Republicans are returning the heat. Today, Mike Turner, a Republican of Ohio, referred to the extremists as the bully caucus on MSNBC and said, "We need to get back to professionalism. We need to get back to governing. We need to get back to legislating." Derek Van Orden, Republican of Wisconsin, told Julie Grace Brufka of Axios, "The vast majority of the Republican Party in the House of Representatives are sick and tired of having people who constantly blackmail the Speaker of the House." Another Republican representative, Jake LaTurner of Kansas, announced today he will not run for re-election. He joins more than 20 other Republican representatives heading for the exits. After all the drama, the House Rules Committee voted 6-3 tonight to advance the foreign aid package to the House floor. Three Republicans voted nay. While it is customary for the opposition party to vote against advancing bills out of the committee, the Democrats broke with tradition and voted in favor. I'd like to credit Heather Cox Richardson for the majority of this content, and you can check the notes in our podcast for all of our other sightings. So, Sarah, I want to give you a big shout out and a big thank you. As before you go abroad, Sarah's going to leave us for a couple years to go study abroad, but she will be back. And this is our final episode of this semester, and we want to thank you all for listening. I'm your host, Tommy J. Houseman, and I'm here with my co-host,
Sarah Sox.
And thank you for listening to What's Going On in the World. Bye bye.
What Apple
Trump
pulls
intimidates
WhatsApp
jury.
Threads and Russia ramps up weapons
China.
Production.
What?
Using mass power keeps growing, and
in
India
looks sure to give him
Trump
more.
Commits
what?
Campaign
Why did
fraud.
Iran attack Israel?
What
to
know
about
the
limited strike
on
Iran appears designed to
Israel
strikes
Iran.
Israeli officials say
what?
U.S. says
what?
It was not involved.
What?
What's going on in the world?